So I'm just going to rewind you back to November 2000, when there was no bigger news than the battle for the presidency between George Bush and Al Gore. But in the tiny central Texas town of Hearn, there was one story even bigger than the election. A military-style drug raid by the authorities sent 27 people to jail on felony charges of distributing crack cocaine. Nearly all of them were African American. The film American Violet is a dramatization of the events in Hearn. It opens in some theatres this month, and that's next Friday, April the 17th. I'm really lucky to have in the studio with us this morning Bill Haney. He's a producer and writer of the film, and Nicole Beharie, who plays Dee Roberts, a character that's based on a real character that was involved in that drug raid. So, Bill, let me start with you. The raid happens almost right at the beginning of the movie. So what is the movie actually about? What's the concept of the film?
Well, you know, the story is about the behavior of an extraordinary young woman caught up in this raid. A woman, an innocent woman, dragged into prison as part of the war on drugs as played out in Hearn, Texas in November 2000. And she's given Sophie's Choice. She has an opportunity. She's got four young children at home, all under the age of eight. She's given an opportunity to either plead guilty to a crime she hasn't done, and for which there's been no hard evidence found, and go home that night to her children, but as a convicted felon, losing a series of her federal rights and benefits, including, importantly, her right to vote. Or she can stay in prison, supported only by a, you know, ill-trained, underpaid public defender who himself feels complicit in this system, and fight the charges, risking 16 to 25 years in prison, and 6 months in jail while she stays. And it's a lot about what she decides to do, how the system reacts, and what the consequences for her family, her community, and the rest of us are.
Well, Dee in the movie gets the help of an ACLU lawyer who comes down to Texas to help her out. And there's a conversation between that lawyer and the pastor about the problems with the drug laws and the laws in Texas. Have a listen to a little clip from American Violet.
Texas law says a grand jury can indict them on the word of a single informant.
So all I have to do is accuse you?
And then I can be indicted and arrested, and I'm told to take the plea or else.
And this system is an abomination. Poor black folks are easy pickings.
But we can change the system. We're going to hit this DA really hard.
Up in the city, a DA may not be a big deal, but down here, he rules like a king.
Let me just bring in Nicole. Nicole, you play the key character, one of the key characters of Dee Roberts. What do you love about her? She's very lovable, but she's not perfect.
I think that's probably what I love about her. She's three-dimensional in that, you know, she has made choices in her life that keep her from being sort of the perfect heroine, and we've all sort of been there, and that she's a person that people can ignore, or people would at first glance toss to the side and say she probably did do this, but when you take a closer look, you realize how much courage she has.
And it's about grabbing credibility. I mean, it reminds me of Aaron Brockovich in a sense, but it's a very, very different take.
And I was thinking that just last night as I was watching it, because Dee gets herself into trouble even as she's trying to fight the DA. And you're watching going, Dee, what are you doing that for?
Well, the actual, you know, woman that it's based on, she has a real sense of right and wrong. And it's tremendously clear to her. And I think, you know, after she sort of fights for her children and faces hardship, all she thinks of is, I have to do this. I have to do this. And really, some of the repercussions seem not to be as important, or as she doesn't consider them quite as much as I think you and I would think.
Now, the woman it's based on is a real person called Regina Kelly.
Correct.
And she's actually on YouTube. I had a look at her today. How is it playing somebody who's really out there and has got her own personality?
You have a tremendous sense of responsibility when you do that. We met each other on set, and she was actually here yesterday. So I watched a lot of footage of her and kind of studied her and saw her YouTube information. And, you know, it's kind of scary because the first time I saw the film was at the Telluride Film Festival, and I had never seen myself in, like, you know, a feature-length movie, and she grabbed me and told me to sit beside her. So it was one of those very interesting, like, this is my first time seeing this, seeing this film, and she was there, but... You know, it's also a huge gift, and I'm just glad that we got to share the story.
Let me just wrap up, Bill. I have seen the entire movie, so I know the little comment that happens at the end. But the movie is about really plea bargaining and how suspect it happens to be. That was back in 2000. Bring us up to date now. Does this film have relevance for us right now today?
Well, you know, I would say, first, from my point of view, I hope people find, and I hope you found, the film to be entertaining and engaging and dramatically compelling. And, you know, last night we did a screening, and it is a story that where people laugh and they cry and they feel moved to action. And it's a story that shows some extraordinary performances, Alfre Woodard and Charles Dutton in Exhibit and Tim Blake Nelson and Will Patton. But most importantly, Nicole's, you know, really breathtaking performance. And it is an important American story.
Great cast.
Thank you. And they were really at the top of their game. But it's an important American story, and it's a story about the war on drugs, the consequences of the $100 billion a year war on drugs, and how an inspiring woman could take a step that may help us all.
The film is American Violet. It's a dramatization of events that happened in Hearne in Texas back in 2000. If you can get to one of the selected theaters, I highly, highly, highly recommend it.
It's a great pitch, Bill.
April the
17th. I think we're going to green light it, yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.